section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Right here. Warm Dog Sally.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Titty C, Germany, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Wasted at Work, Let's Get Personals, Blake's Ass Formations, and an interview with teacher Miss Trish, and my life as a teenage dirtbag with your co-host Mute Jacob, intern Heather, The Voice, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid, and now your host, please call him Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 263 of It Burns When IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. Much better than last week. Much better. Heather, I commend you for making these guys straighten up and do it right. Your beautiful siren of a voice caused them not to fucking give up 2 seconds into it.
They gave up?
Last week they went, oh, man.
We're like monks.
Oh, man. Hardly a part of a religious cult at that time.
Exactly. All right, folks, we have a great show for you. Intern Heather is back.
Oh, yeah.
She's back with a vengeance.
Thank you, crowd.
Welcome to the
Thank
Morning
you.
Zoo.
Yeah, we got Intern Heather back.
Hey.
Hanging out with the zebras.
Heather, this is the first time you've met the young gentleman that's sitting next to you, this handsome, debonair young ginger.
Absolutely.
He gets poontang to the left of him. He gets poontang to the right of him because he has two cats.
Oh, let's welcome. I have two cats.
Nice.
Mute Jacob to the show.
I can see where this is going.
You guys are going to be pussy pals.
For sure. That's so good.
You guys are going to Snapchat pictures of your pussies.
Oh.
Oh, absolutely.
That was meant in many ways. Also, we have with us, again, in a suit and tie, prim and proper, got his hair did, just like he came from a bank. Let's welcome to the show, The Voice, Dustin.
Dappercaster in the house. Let's get things cracking.
Did your crowd not...
What?
Okay, there's your crowd.
There we go. Delayed reaction.
Sorry. I pushed the button. It didn't work.
I like to make them wait.
And next we have the one and only man behind the mirror who has... I don't know what money you got, but this is very, very good quality paper on his show notes. Where did you get this paper?
All I got to say is to become a podcaster, all you need is a computer and a printer.
Welcome, my friends. It's the one and only Bottle Cap Kid.
Hey, y'all.
Is it sabotage?
Listen up, y'all. It's high-quality paper.
And also, we have a couple of... with the school year coming up, the local junior college, ICC, contacted us and said, hey, we've got a couple of sophomore communications students, and they would like to intern. And I was like, we've been having intern Heather here for years, and she's blossoming. So let me welcome first Devin to the show. Devin, welcome.
Hey, Blake. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. So you guys are running. You set everything up, right?
We're not really supposed to be getting like on mic stuff.
Sure.
Like, on mic credit or hours. This is just like technical stuff.
Sure. I just wanted to introduce you so the folks knew that I was no longer manning. That way, if there was any kind of issues with the audio, it wouldn't be put on me.
I do a lot of cleanup.
All right, shut up, Devin.
All right.
Okay. And also, I guess your partner in crime, Bryce. Bryce, welcome to the show.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
So you're actually running the board for this episode.
Sound all right.
What?
Sound all right.
What?
Sound all right.
Try that again.
Sound all right.
Sounds a lot better. All right. So you guys, like I said, I don't want to talk to you guys anymore, but we'll let you have your first touch of audio fame when you're going to do an interview later on, but we have much more stuff to talk about. I first wanted to discuss, you used to run a record store, Dustin.
Yeah.
Jason, you are assistant manager of a very, very famous hotel chain.
Yep.
And Jake, you drink beers in the shower.
I do.
So, I drink place. Beers in the shower.
We have so much
in common. Oh, we're like the same person.
Beer drinking pussy pals.
So it's amazing. A conversation that we had before the show might be the show title. Somebody's listening to the episode. I don't hear him talk about pussy pals at all. No, so I had a moral dilemma, a work ethics dilemma the other day, and I wanted to kind of to tell you about what happened and then get everybody's thoughts on how they would have handled the situation. Is everybody with me?
Yeah, great.
Here.
Okay, so we had a...
What's sure. wrong?
I have an echo in my headphone.
Bryce, adjust the levels, please.
Got it.
I think we both sound all right.
Sound all right.
All right. Okay, so the other day, it was Friday, and a temporary guy who I don't like, who loves hanging out with Dollar Bill Guy. Okay, they're buddies. But it wasn't Dollar Bill Guy. He's off on Fridays. But this young kid, who I believe is on probation for drinking and driving, gets a ride to work every morning and stuff. Well, he came in to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, so when our shift starts. And when we got back to our workstations, his is right next to ours, and me and another guy noticed very quickly that he was fucked up. He was drunk off his ass. And he was in charge of welding, full weld, not just tacking, but he was in charge of full welding the parts.
Oh, that sounds safe.
Yeah, very safe.
This is good, though, because I thought when you said, hey, we're going to do something called Wasted at Work.
It was going to be about Blake, yes. Yeah. I thought the same
when
thing.
When this started, I was like, this is concerning.
I was like, thank God.
Nope.
Okay, good.
Welding wasted, huh?
Yes. So I was in a dilemma. The other guy next to me, he was a temp. Both of these guys are temps. And he's like, hey. He comes up, he goes, are you cool, man? I'm like, what do you mean, am I cool?
Are you holding?
That's right. I was like, I don't have any marijuanas.
And it's hot as fucking.
Marijuanas.
Right. And I'm like, what do you mean cool? He's like, well, he's like, you know, Tyler's over there. I think, just be careful. And I'm like, what do you mean, just be careful? Like, why don't you just, because I'm like, what is he going to do, beat me up? I mean, is he mad at me? What's
he's already been poked in the head by a fucking robot. You
right.
Gotta be more careful at work.
Burn.
Jesus.
So he's like, well, are you cool? I'm like, yes, I'm the coolest guy you'll ever meet. I'm the coolest 42-year-old guy working for half as much money as he did a year ago kind of guy. Who lives in a townhouse and podcasts every Monday night.
Specific.
Right. So he's like, cool. He's like, just watch your back and be safe.
Jesus.
And he goes, and he's
kind of
like,
get raped.
Right. He's like nodding his head over to the other guy. And then I looked over to the other guy and you could tell he was disoriented. So as the morning went on, it was very apparent that this gentleman was fucking wasted. Not just hungover, he was fucking wasted. And I would look down at the parts after he did them. I would look on his rack and I'm like, I mean, like one, like,
there's, what the hell is that?
The one has like completely missed like a 7-inch weld, like goes across, and then one is like
a heart monitor.
Yeah, it's like a heart monitor. And so me and this other guy, you know, the other cool guy, we were like, what should we do? Should we tell on this guy? I mean, we already know he's on probation. We know he just had a parole hearing not too long ago. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done all his work to his hours for
community service
or whatever. Yeah. I don't want to know. I don't know very much about this guy. I don't want to, but so it's very apparent that first of all, he's a temp. Second of all, he's already in trouble in his life. He's a young kid and he's fucking wasted and he should not get on a forklift.
No.
And he got on a forklift. And so we quickly got him off the forklift. So me and this other guy, came to a conclusion together that we weren't going to say anything. We were just going to watch him. And make sure that he didn't kill himself or anyone else. But the whole time I had agreed to that, I was thinking to myself, why am I protecting this kid? Why? I understand he's already in this much trouble. I don't like him in the first place. Why am I protecting him? Why am I not just saying, you know what? Go straight up to the boss and say, hey, Juice Man here is all fucked up. Get him out of here, you know? So I fought with this all day long. I actually thought about texting you, but, you know, sometimes I understand you're busy.
Just to get my suggestion on what you should
do? No, just to talk it out. Because it was really bothering me.
He wanted you to come in and stage an intervention.
Come over there and whip that dude's ass.
So it's one of those things like, I know, like, this is years and years ago when I worked at Zeller. I worked third shift.
Zeller was a local insane institution.
Yes, right? It was a mental health facility. I worked third shift, and I got in a fight with my first wife at the time. I went out and got drunk and then realized,
was she a patient?
Was
she a patient?
She should have been. So I had a buddy who I worked with that noticed I was drunk and had me go in the back room and sleep it off, and he just told everybody that I was sick. And so he saved me from losing a state job.
Because he was cool.
Because
he didn't narc on you.
Right, he didn't narc on me. And so part of me was like, well, maybe this is karma. Somebody did it for me. I should do it.
Right, and there's nowhere to sleep in a warehouse, so he couldn't.
Right,
like,
and he was welding.
Just lay down on the forklift.
He was welding, and so it's very dangerous, and he could hurt himself very badly. And then, so I chose to just watch my back and, you know, be cool.
Now, when you say watch your back, just like beware of his mistakes, how they could kill you.
Yeah,
so, like his welding
to
machine.
Make sure he's not coming after him with a, you know, welding.
Yeah.
Torch.
Well, I think it was just
torch.
Sounded about right.
I think a lot of it had to do with like, hey, just you know, like if he's on a forklift, because we decided we were going to make sure he didn't get on the forklift, and so the guy went up, the other cool guy, he went up to him and said, hey, you know, you're missing some welds here, you know, we understand you're just don't get on the forklift and just be careful, and the kid kind of got belligerent with him.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
And he goes, you're fucked up at work. We're trying to cover for you.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then the kid got it together. But, ended up – he worked the whole shift. Didn't kill anybody.
Talked to the robot in the corner.
The next Monday, all the parts that he did, they brought back because they were all fucking
shocker.
Wrong. They were all fucking – you know what his excuse was?
I was drunk.
No. His excuse was, I was tired.
Mm.
So the next Thursday – which is a week after,
mm-hmm.
He gets let go because they were cutting all the temps anyway. So he lost his job anyway.
Bummer.
But it probably didn't affect like his parole. Because I'm assuming if you're on parole and you have a job and you get fucked up at work, you're probably...
The public intoxication.
It would probably have something to do with that. So Jason, as a manager, as an assistant manager, if you had two employees, one was cool.
Yeah, one who was cool,
and one was fucking drunk.
Love cool employees.
Like, let's say you had a cool housekeeper,
right?
And the other housekeeper was fucking drunk.
Yeah,
you know, Maria was drunk.
Oh god, I can't imagine.
Or are they Hispanic? Drunk. That's weird.
That's pretty racist. How,
what would you want that employee to come and tell you of the drunk person, and what would you have done?
You know, like I said before, I think on the show even that there is a culture at work of people saying, we don't want to be snitches. I don't want to snitch on someone, which is total bullshit because that person will directly affect other line level employees.
Sure.
It'll eventually trickle up to management, but it's going to affect other people's day to day and it'll fuck your day up. So why not tell them that person, get them out of there? It devalues the work you do. So get them out of there. So if I had a drunk person, I'd say, hey, you know what? You're not fitting into the culture of what we're doing here. We're very clear about what we wanted you to do and you're drunk. You're out of here. That's how I'd handle it. And the other person, I'd give him a high five, and it sounded a little something like this.
Okay, so in your eyes, I didn't do the right thing.
Well, if you had – I don't have a situation that I can look back on and think, you know, someone helped me out, and there's a karma factor, which I cannot relate to.
I believe in karma tremendously.
So maybe,
karma chameleon.
Yeah.
Karma chameleon.
Maybe you Boy George that one out, and that's fine.
Okay.
I'm cool with that. So
All right.
I don't think you necessarily did the wrong thing. Someone did that for you at one time. Even though they totally fucked up their job, it sounds like, right? From all the zigzag welds they did. So.
And we had to spend extra time fixing them. And
hey, you know what?
That's what would piss me off. I hate doing rework.
Right.
So if I hate having to go back and fix other people's fuck-ups, that's when I get mad.
So you think Blake did the wrong thing?
Have you ever worked with somebody that you knew was intoxicated or under the influence?
Weekly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell us when I worked at a debt collector.
You work in like construction and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Terrifying.
It's not bad. there's one guy in particular. He's drunk every day. Always comes in with black eyes.
Jeez.
Usually just smoked.
Just a functioning alcoholic is what it sounds like.
Barely functioning.
Barely. Okay.
But we always cover for him. We'll go, hey, go sleep it off.
Why do you cover for him? Can I ask that?
Because it's his livelihood. You know, he's there to. I mean, yeah, he's fucking up, but
you just said you hate doing rework. Is he affecting the fact?
Well,
that's
why we tell him to go hide, go sleep it off, you know, because I don't want.
So we can get paid for doing nothing.
Yeah,
wouldn't you love to go sleep somewhere and get paid?
What a life!
People have covered for me before. I'm not gonna lie.
No, fair enough.
I think it would be all about the amount of times it happened. I don't.
Yeah.
I've never worked in a warehouse. I've never worked anywhere where it's like dangerous. Right. It's like, oh, you put a 3 there instead of a 9. Like, no one's like fucking getting hurt because of that. So I can't really see
someone's
it from that
credit
standpoint.
Score could get hurt. Yeah. Like they might need a 620 and they only have a 600.
Oh.
Oh.
Fuck.
And they're waiting on 2 debts to clear the credit bureau. Sorry.
Sounds
little Nancy. Like you're a little
got
bitter.
Schlossed in the morning. Yeah.
Got a lot going on in my life.
Sounds like that happened to you, Blake.
Got a lot going on in my life right now.
But I feel like I would probably be an asshole and like tell. Coming from a employee to another employee, I would probably tell management just because I don't like that shit.
Yeah, I'm with
I
you.
Would like. I'm very like obsessed with my company being a good company. And so if they're a good manager, I feel like the best thing that they could do if they think they're an employee worth keeping is they can be like, hey, go home. Mm-hmm. You need, this can never happen again, and if it ever does, like, you're gone, and that's right. It. You know, I would always give. You. Yeah, I would always give that.
He's not a good
employee.
He's lazy.
Well, then fuck him.
And I knew he was a temp, and I knew we were ramping down the last couple weeks, and I knew that it was just a matter of, you know, a short period of time.
Dollar Bill guy is still there, though, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, Dollar Bill guy is not a temp. He's an actual employee.
That sucks.
What about you, Dustin? You've had to deal with a lot of people over the years, right? You've been a manager.
Oh, yeah. At a record store.
Right? Small business.
Have you ever had anybody on under the influence of anything?
No.
Daily?
Yeah. Yeah. And I had to let – I gave somebody a warning once, and they continued, so I had to let them go. You know, it's like
– alcohol?
No.
Okay. Marijuana.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Being spacey as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like not doing – it's – you're working at a record store as a part-time employee. I'm – you know, you're just – you're a registered jockey and doing the bare minimum of work. And if you can't do that
at one of the coolest places possible, yeah.
Then you –
one of the most laid-back atmospheres.
Yeah. Right. Like I drank beer while on the clock, you know, occasionally. No, it was like closing time. Like, I'm counting closing down the drawer, time. And you have a closing beer. You know, it's the end of the shift.
Smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you can't handle it, then you can't do it. Like, that's
yeah.
It.
So, yeah, it was a pretty relaxed atmosphere. But, yeah, there were some people. It's like, yeah, it's not a good idea to smoke herbal incense out in front of the store while you're on the clock.
Yeah, people right. are taking advantage.
Yes.
At least go to the back of the store.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
That's a lazy stoner right yeah. there.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I found a bag of something in the bathroom. This belonged to you.
Why'd you leave it?
Yeah.
God, he really was bad at beer. Yeah. He was really bad at drugs.
So
bad at drugs.
That is bad at drugs, though. You can do drugs all the time and have a great time without affecting your work whatsoever.
So I got a pass because it was a karma thing, but I probably should have told on him.
Yeah.
Overall.
You live and learn. Thank you.
All right.
Well,
does that mean you get negative karma points?
No, I think that's me paying back the karma. So now I'm for that situation,
now you're at zero.
I'm at a zero for that situation.
Well, if we're speaking about karma, I was kind of wondering if Jason's dated anybody named Karma lately.
Hmm.
Oh, it's been too long.
Yeah,
it has been a very long time since we did this. Let's get personal. This is where we're going to help Jason.
I'm in an eternal struggle.
Yeah, Jason has a huge issue with commitment, with relationships. He's just down to clown. And
you're a juggalo?
Yeah.
He's not been able to find true love the whole time that he's been on the show. There were flutters of it. But it didn't work. And so come fall, usually, you know, late summer, early fall.
That's what
fall.
I like to call it, come fall.
Come fall. Is that like a clam for cocky?
Not a come fall? That's right.
Come fall is we get a –
it's our third year in a row we're doing it.
Third year in a row. Obviously, it hasn't worked because we're still doing it. if it really worked, he would already be married and everything would be great.
Oh, but, I can't wait to get married.
We get on online – we help him make an online –
biggest joke of the
episode. He says that every time he comes over for Couch Pilots, and then me and Molly are like, yeah, you know, he's like, oh, just
they are to-. Literally fist fighting, and I joke that I can't wait to get married.
Fisticuffs.
So we help him with his online profile, and then throughout the time we monitor how things are going. Now, The first time we did this, nothing. There was it was pretty bad. You didn't take it seriously. You made jokes about your whole profile.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. The last year, you met some people.
Yes.
But nothing panned out at all. You didn't have sex.
What?
Didn't get your wick wet?
No. Well, bullshit. Not as a result. Like, I've been sleeping with people throughout these ventures.
Semi-professionally.
Yeah. I'm an amateur fucker.
Sport fuck.
Sport fuck.
It's like fishing.
Nothing that's come as a result of these dating websites.
Except you.
Except me. That's right.
Zing.
Anyway, this is the third year, and the first 2 years we did it with plentyoffish.com, right. POF.
Yep.
And again, you know, just like Couch Pilots, we look for free pilots. I look for free websites that we can use. So this year I'm switching over to OkCupid.com.
Ah, I think you have a lot better chance this
one. Do you?
A lot less fatties on this one.
There's an algorithm fatties. There, actually.
There's a different algorithm between POF?
I don't know. Okay.
That's why you're here, man.
Yeah, make shit up.
You're here to know this shit.
He's like, well, I've done very well on OkCupid.
I got bitches from 6 hours away coming over to see me.
Poontang to the left, Poontang to the right.
He's surrounded in a virtual circle of vaginas.
So, OkCupid. Now, are we setting up the profile? Or
I want to delve a little bit more into the backstory, if you don't mind. Actually, just very recently, like last year, I was talking to someone for a little bit, and I was never sexually attracted to her, and I'm never like super interested in having a long term relationship. I can have long term relationships, but I don't really give a shit. like currently, I'm sleeping.
So
with
he's
someone.
Perfect for a dating,
right?
Site.
For about the past month, I've been sleeping with someone, and it's been fine.
On a regular basis?
On a regular basis, and I'm not...
Any butt sex?
No. She's...
Every damn night?
I fucking love that.
Do you guys do butt stuff?
She's, like, into it, but, like, I'm not a butt guy. I mean, I'll do it if she wants, but I'm not, like, into ass sex. Anyway.
You're doing it
ass sex.
She knows straight up that this is just a physical thing, and she's a cool girl. I like her, and but she's like 10 years younger than me.
Wow!
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
He's the first one to come.
That was Dustin that said that. FYI. Anyway, but there was another girl who I talked to from POF last year. Very nice, smart girl. Good job, smart. I just wasn't physically attracted to her, and I would hang out with her off and on, but it wasn't a sexual thing. There was nothing sexual. We would just hang out.
Did anybody try any?
Well, very recently, she said to me, "Hey, do you see this going anywhere?" And I was like,
"No."
And I was actually
my little heart.
I know. I felt bad because I said, "You know what? I'm cool with what we're doing right now. You're totally cool. I love hanging out with you and talking to you." I don't think she. No, we weren't having sex. This is a different girl I'm sleeping with. And she was like, "No, I'm
looking at mine."
She's like, "Well, I want to know how." Yeah. Yeah. No, she's not wrong. I feel bad. But so that kind of – it was kind of a quote-unquote breakup with that girl because I think she was looking
was she
for
upset?
Something. I don't – she didn't
– She wouldn't express it to you, but she talked to her friends about it for sure.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
She ate a thing of Haagen-Dazs.
She's like, it's totally cool. Like, yeah,
but she was –
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I'm going to kill myself. I mean, I'm fine with it.
I told him he could put it in my butt.
She was totally cool. She was smart and funny, but I just the physical thing wasn't there. And as much as you guys joke, you have to have a
physical. Sure. Oh, for sure. Totally.
You have to want to plow him. You have to want to put your dick in her mouth. You have to.
You know,
for a relationship left, you want to have to just
That's
take
right.
the back of her head and shove your dick down
That's
her
right.
throat.
I'm like Arnold Schwarzenegger over here.
You got to want to do a lot of fucking freaky shit.
Well, now, Heather, you have a podcast called Sex with Heather.
I do.
Where you talk about sex stuff.
Uh-huh.
Butt stuff you should. That's an idea for an episode.
I know.
What's the one called? Anal Sex, y'all?
Anal sex, y'all.
That
well, that's because the only time I've ever had anal sex was when someone accidentally did it, and I retched for 20 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
And that's it, yeah.
See, I'm not into that at all. Do you have any...
I'm not into puking during sex either. That's not
right?
odd.
You know? I love it when someone shits out their mouth. That's what I mean.
No, because I've never experienced it, and because I've never had... Like, it's so much. Like, it's just like, you have to be like, I'm about to have anal sex.
Right.
Let's do some prep. And I'm not interested in all the prep work. You know, I want to put microwave. I like microwave food. You know?
Sure.
I'm not interested in something in the oven.
But I guess my question is now, but you have a lot of knowledge about this. And you know that a relationship, no matter how much you care about somebody, if you're not sexually attracted to them.
It ain't going to work.
You're just friends. You're just fucking friends then.
Right.
And that's how I felt about this girl.
Exactly,
What you should have done is what Jacob does and ghost him. I heard he ghosted.
Oh, what does that mean?
You're a goddamn ghost.
I'm afraid no ghosts.
I've done it.
This is where Our similarities end.
This relationship got over
the
quick.
Pussy divide. So what does that mean? You just disappear? You completely. Yeah. Now see, this girl was cool, and I didn't want to do that.
It's the cowardly way out, and it works for me.
Did you learn this from Chase?
Oh boy.
I'll be there Monday night. Yeah, I'll be there, man.
The only person I lied. I wasn't like, yeah, I'll be there.
No, you just stopped. You fell off the face of the earth.
You were just an absence. Much.
Okay, radio silence.
Sorry.
So, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
That's fine. So this year I am focusing on a different website, and I have a new phone, which is great because my old phone had no more space, so I couldn't download any apps, so I can be a lot more active on my phone when trying to create a faux relationship with these girls. So OkCupid.com. So tonight I thought we would kind of delve into the profile process. Okay. And I was going to do some of it at home, but then immediately I found that there were some funny things that we should probably approach on the show here.
Okay.
So let's do it.
And I think it's going to be great having Heather here to kind of like
– absolutely.
To kind of be the buffer of like, hey, guys, that might sound funny, but if I was a girl and I read that, I would just click delete.
No, okay, let me clarify
a little
bit.
That.
There's some funny things on here. I don't want to exploit the funny things. The first year I gave like really funny answers to shit, and I think that was maybe a turnoff to girls. The second year I had a lot more success. I met up with a few people because I was a little bit more earnest with my answers. Tonight I do want to set up an earnest profile, but at the same time –
Because you want to go to camp.
Because I want to go all the way to camp. But at the same time, I do want to poke fun at some of the options given. So yeah. I do want to create an earnest
profile.
Well,
and that's your personality as well.
You're self-aware.
Comedic, you know.
Meta, very meta.
Front page, you create an account. It says, I am a blank, blank, continue. So right now –
fucking machine.
It's like a Mad Lib.
That answers a lot of my questions right there. Now it says, I am a straight woman. So you can click straight. And it says straight, gay, bisexual, and then it said more options. And here I thought, what other options are there?
Yeah.
So let's find out. Because this is what I'm talking about. I clicked right on this, and I was like, this is ridiculous.
I'm a ferret sexual.
Straight, gay, bisexual, asexual, which as far
like
as
Morrissey.
I know it means.
You don't want
Morrissey's
sex.
Asexual?
I think.
Asexuals when you aren't interested in sex at all, yeah.
Right. The clinical thing is asexuals produce on their own.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in terms of sexual – right, thank you. The powerhouse of the cell. That's right. But you're right.
Lost.
Asexuals are not interested in sex at all.
Yeah.
Well, why are you on the fucking website then?
right.
The next one is demisexual, which I think –
Oh, they're attracted to demigods.
Well, that's what I think.
That's not true.
Demigods mean multiple gods?
I think it means demi more sexual.
Right. Yeah.
You're only interested in demi more.
Yeah.
Ghost. G.I. Jane.
Demi more enthusiast.
Or like demi Lovato. Demi more.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. That explains that. I didn't know. Thank you. These next two are my favorite. Hetero flexible.
Oh, that's easy. That just means you can like lick your own taint, but you're not gay.
I'm not gay if I'm sucking my own dick.
See, I'm so fucking stupid.
I would have thought that was homo flexible.
I was going to say, I'm so fucking stupid. I thought that was like I have sex primarily with girls, but occasionally guys. But you're telling me it's just, flexible that I can lick my
like
own
a
asshole.
Flexitarian?
if I have a couple beers and a kiss a guy, whatevs.
Yeah. The next one is homo flexible. So the other way, like I'm strictly into dudes, but occasionally I'll
slay a vagina.
Slay.
Stab.
Take it down.
Like a barbarian.
I don't know why lesbian is so far down the list, but it's next. I feel like that should be right up there next to gay. And then pansexual. I have a girl at work who claims to be pansexual.
That means you just want to have sex with anyone. And it's like has nothing to do with gender. It's just like, I want to fuck.
But isn't that bisexual?
I think it's because pansexual is like also including transgender, and so it's like the gender doesn't matter
pandas.
At all, and they just are like
it doesn't matter.
Sexually
dick,
interested.
Vagina it doesn't matter.
You're a human being.
Mm-hmm.
My genitals will combine with your genitals.
Exactly.
So,
as long as you're human, then you're good.
Okay, and then the next one.
Maybe not even human.
But yeah.
Maybe just a pan.
Panda.
be
you say
fucking
panda.
A cast iron
say
pan.
A pan. Just a pan.
Yeah, cast iron pan. Just
rubbing it up on there.
Jack off on the pan. The next one is
the handle.
Next one is queer, which I thought was is that like a slang term from gay?
That's maybe
like
you're just weird.
It's like a happy gay person.
It's like I'm weird.
Okay.
You're very feminine.
Bizarre.
That's a feminine
I think,
gay.
I think a lot of these are because people are so fucking worried about labels nowadays.
I think so too. But still, I mean, there should be a definition behind all these labels, right?
If you are one of those, you're
going to click on that.
You know what? Yeah, and if you feel like you're queer and not gay, maybe that attracts you to certain people who feel the same way. I don't know.
Perhaps that's the next one, which maybe fits into what you're saying, is questioning. So, like,
aww, so, that's so if, open of them. Yeah, right on the website.
If you're so confused about your sexuality.
I'm going to go to OkCupid and figure this shit out. Yeah, yeah.
That's the place to go if you have questions about your
sexuality. You're like, are there Cupids on here?
I'm just ready for.
I'm going to filter this by.
A buffet of flesh.
I'm going to filter this by questioning, and then I'll know that I can practice with somebody else that has like minded as me.
The last one is. And when I think, you know, how are human beings categorized? Homo sapiens. This option is sapiosexual.
Oh, I know what that is.
Okay.
That means you are attracted to somebody that has a very good vocabulary.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And you're being very earnest, right?
I am.
Now.
Like, it's a real thing.
That's he is way one. Cool.
But that's extremely
it's like,
specific.
It's intellectually stimulating. Like, you're sexually
like me.
Attracted
like
to intelligence. Yeah. Like,
so maybe there's no physicality. Like, removing physicality at all. You're just looking for someone on a personality and intellectual level.
Yeah. It's either that or they like fucking trees. I can't remember which.
Those are two very different things, sir.
And like in this situation, it wouldn't matter their age. Like, they could be 10 years younger.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say 10 years old. Like, whoa.
Yeah, it's
pump the brakes.
I love to watch Garfield.
Odd choice.
Well, it was going to be Teletubbies, but I couldn't think of it in time.
It's just basically you find intellectually attract, like, that's your biggest thing.
Yeah. That's your turn on, like, it's like feet.
Yeah.
And those are
you
all
could
the
be
options.
Fucking a troll, but if you're like a genius, like Stephen Hawking or something, be like,
it's like, yeah. What computer programmers would be into.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Those are all the different orientations you can pick. And here up at the top it says, select up to five. Those are so niche. I think you would have to fall in one of those.
Do you want your dick in a guy's mouth or butt?
Straight.
Okay, thank you. Next question.
And then it says, I am a straight man or woman. And then it says more options there. And I'm not going to read. I will read all of this, but I'm not going to give us so much time.
Am I a plushie? Am I a furry?
Man, woman, agender,
Androgynous.
Androgynous. Androgynous. There we go.
Bigender. Cis man. CIS man. Don't know what this. CIS woman.
White.
Gender fluid. Gender queer. Gender non-conforming, Hydra, which I think is a dragon with multiple heads.
No, that's it's
water.
It's from S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever, isn't it? Hail Hydra.
Oh, that's right.
Captain America.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're...
I thought they have sex in water.
Maybe you're a member of a fictional terrorist group. intersex, non-binary, other, pan-gender, trans-feminine, transgender, trans-masculine, transsexual, trans-man, trans-woman.
Transformer.
Last one. Optimus Prime.
Roll out.
The last one is two spirit.
What?
I have to look at you, Heather. You're the youngest.
TWO or T O O?
Have you heard of two spirit?
Two like TWO? Like
yeah.
Two spirits?
Yeah, TWO.
Two spirits in one body.
Sounds
that's
like
all
a craft,
I think.
I think
yeah.
Sounds like a craft beer to me.
It sounds like someone is possessed by a demon and they are trying to get some poutang.
Oh boy.
It's a modern term, according to Wikipedia. It's used by indigenous North Americans to describe gay, lesbian, bisexual, and gender-variant individuals in their communities.
Aw, that's beautiful.
So, yeah.
You want to fuck a girl. You're straight and you want to fuck a girl.
Thank you.
Glad we could
sure.
help.
I mean, look at this. That's what I thought about myself, but I was so confused. At the end of it, I didn't know what I wanted. Because pan sounded very delicious.
Is that T-fall? But you're right, Jacob. This is just so many people making so, you know, these websites didn't have this many 5 years ago.
No.
3 years ago, they didn't have this many options. Now there's so many options that it would confuse somebody. It's just, I mean, I understand that, because Heather's just wanting to tear me a new asshole.
I was going to say, who cares? Like, if you don't know what it means, just don't click on it.
I know, but it's just like...
I ended up picking, obviously. I'm a straight man.
Okay, good job. Good job.
Thank you. And now it's asking me for a username. Now, in the past, I've used the usernames I Own a Bicycle.
Right.
I'll let that one sit for a second. And then I also... Last year was No Trick Pony, because people often say One Trick Pony, mm-hmm. but I feel like I'm good at almost nothing. Hence, No Trick, thank you. So this year, I don't know what I should be. I don't know if I should... be a less silly name or
Equally,
I still think it needs to be clever because you're a witty and clever guy. It still needs to be something, but maybe not. I
you're
don't
clever,
know.
You're classy.
Something in between the two.
Clown Bukkake.
There you go.
I don't know, and it's I almost put Man from Mars one time. I think it's a Blondie reference that was taken. The Christmas Kid I thought was funny. I don't know. There's a lot of options out there. But do you guys have any suggestions for me on a username? Something that will. The first thing the ladies see.
Does the bottle cap kid feel very like under the age of 18?
Bottle cap kid.
Golly, I sure
I love
know.
Bottle cap.
Soda pop.
I think the bottle cap kid is good.
Okay.
Sounds kind of queer to me.
Sounds very pansexual, if you ask me.
I think that name has come about within the past year.
Sure.
So
it's fresh.
Because I just got my hair. I got my long hair, my beautiful, lovely, luscious long locks cut just over a year ago.
Yeah,
how are they doing?
How are they?
How's the hair in a bag doing?
Oh, it's fermenting finally. I'm going to turn it into a craft beer within the month.
Exciting.
So the bottle cap kit it is, and oddly enough, not taken.
Hey.
Lucky.
Bottle cap kid 7.
Yeah. I got to contend with 6 other bottle cap kids. Now I have to prove that I am not a robot. Yeah, that's right. This is a newer thing.
That's
I think.
A different sexual orientation.
I was going to say, what if
that's a different website
robot?
Entirely.
Robot sexual?
Yeah.
I just put my cock inside of outlets.
Ouch.
Oh, boy. Welcome, bottle cap kid. About me. What would you guys – and this may be the last thing we work on today.
Yeah, okay.
But about – and I'll finish up the rest on my own. But about me, what would you guys say? What would you put in there about me? Something to – and again, this is not just necessarily to encapsulate me, but also to attract the ladies.
You just want us to spout off things about you, and then you're going to put it together.
Sure. That's fine. Well, first of all,
well
huge fucking cock.
Yes. Huge fucking cock.
That's always a good place to start.
HFC.
HFC.
You need to put something about being witty because he's very witty, very funny,
and having a clean apartment.
It's a house.
I own my own house.
Oh,
thank
excuse
you.
Me, sorry.
Been there. You've
I
been
know,
there.
I know. I was just. It's very clean, though. That's what I remembered.
Okay.
And well, ladies love clean houses.
Ladies love Cool J too, as far as I'm concerned.
And HFCs.
Ladies love huge penises in their vaginas.
Heather, if you were on a website for dating,
great.
What is something that you would? What is something you're looking for in a description of a person?
Like something definitely funny. That's like different than what most people have.
Like I own a bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But nothing too far out there. That's like
sure. He went too
like,
far.
I murdered someone and
oh
like
shit, backspace.
Fucked her.
What if I did murder someone?
Left her in a ditch.
Wait till like the third date to
nothing about food though. I don't know. People seem to be like all I want is a donut, and they think that's a good like description on Tinder.
Donut.
Maybe okay. Something about what style of comedy, what style of movies you like, music, you know, because I know you like stupid stuff like The Cure and stuff. Radiohead.
Stupid.
Not necessarily. I mean, The Cure's all right. Thank you for putting that
ooh,
out there.
I think it'd be like an interesting thing if you were like first date and then you like describe what you would do for a first date that's very different than what other people would
let's
do.
Let's flip that back onto you.
Yeah.
What would you like for a first date?
For a first date?
This is like, me asking you out.
Yeah.
Don't eat OKCupid. Got podcasting.
Yeah. First date,
no,
like,
no movies for a first date.
Oh, no.
You
no
be,
movies
you want to be
at
able
all.
To talk to someone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like sit in silence. Bowling. Bowling's all right.
Yeah,
ice
let's get our hands
cooler.
To smell like cigarettes.
Yeah.
Me and Molly.
Be like ice skating where I'd keep you from falling down 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And buy you nachos afterwards.
Ooh, okay. Nachos.
I always have nachos at ice skating rinks. It's just a shitty concession stand, but still.
I'm just going to skip first date and go right to nachos.
You like to not garage.
Thrift
yeah. shopper. Because that's very hip and very.
Yeah.
I'm a
Graham Macklemore.
I'm a thriftophile.
Thriftophile.
Thriftosexual.
I like to buy very reasonably priced prostitutes.
Do you have old Jewish grandmothers who have lots of old shit?
You need to put down there something to do with you being a second shifter. I think it's important to put that in there.
You know what? All joking aside,
because you need a night owl. You need a night owl.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because I'm currently having sex with this girl very late at night that I'm sleeping with right now. So you're right. Second shift is very.
I'm like, hey, you know, thanks. We get done with the second episode of Couch Pilots. He's like, yep, got to go. Gonna get my dick wet.
That's exactly how I say it. This is a great start. And I really. I can smell the poontang from here. But thank you very much. I mean, we do this as kind of an earnest venture for myself, but also as a content churner.
Sure.
Right? To see what kind of funny stuff, because you get funny things that happen to you.
And we, so, in a couple weeks, we can
we'll revisit this.
Yes. Funny things aside, you should definitely put, like, currently watching this, so ask me lots of questions about it.
TV show.
Yeah. Currently watching Stranger Things.
I am currently watching Stranger Things.
Good show.
And then all of a sudden, boom, they have a conversation point.
Right.
Like
ooh,
that.
I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Currently watching snuff
films. You can take me ice skating next week.
Yeah. Currently watching 7mm snuff films from the 60s.
7mm.
6mm.
8.
Yeah. Hey, I don't care how big your dick is. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Hey, Jacob, you take your time, buddy.
I used to take solace in the things that, in the things in life that are consistent, but then I realized IBWIP is consistent. Look where it's got us.
Not very far.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at BurnsWhenIP at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh yeah, it's your old pal, the Macho Man. Are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? Look no further than the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience. Yeah, a longer-lasting battery, dig it, a bigger, better tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Yeah! Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that'll give you exactly what you're looking for. Because I'm the Macho Man, I know what you're looking for, dig it? Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly, knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee. But if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off your entire order. Oh yeah, dig it!
Step right up, step right up. Are you a fan of the macabre? Do you enjoy blood and guts? Does gore get you excited? Is getting scared your thing? Do you like horror movies? Boy, oh boy, do we have the right show for you. S&M Radio is the best horror movie podcast on the web. Shannon and Mark discuss a different horror movie topic each episode. Some episodes are about specific horror movies. Some episodes are about folks involved with horror movies, while others are about top 10 lists of horror movie topics, all with great music from all genres. I should warn you right away, spoiler alert, those two yahoos pretty much give away everything every time. Come one, come all, down to S&M Radio, where nothing is too taboo.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to the show. All of you are my friends. This is IBWIP, the show that dares to dive into bizarre friendships that are structured into conversations every Friday on fcfnetwork.com. And next on the show, you know, I think from time to time we all need to do a little bit of meditation to kind of zen out, take stock of what our lives are presenting with us, and kind of focus on the meta. And I, Blake, you write these things from time to time, and they're called your affirmations, and I would love to dive into that right now.
All right, let's do it. Now, I have to preface Blake's affirmations. I wanted to – I usually do 10 of them. And, you know, I'm like, hey, let's just do 10 of them. Deep thoughts, everybody. This got out of hand. I have 25.
Oh, my. Let's do them all.
But they're not necessarily all – deep thought stuff. They're also stuff to make you laugh.
And that's exactly what these are, too. These are your innermost private thoughts, and they usually turn out to be something more life-affirming, something that you can sure. apply to your day-to-day, and, but they're kind of cryptic. And so each of us kind of have to take turns
right.
deciding what they mean for ourselves.
Some of them aren't going to be cryptic.
No, some of them are very blunt now.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We'll start with some of the cryptic, the meditation ones.
Meta milk boner.
Yeah, meta milk boners. Facing the wind is refreshing as long as you're not in the desert.
Who's that one for?
Heather, you can take that one. What does that say to you?
Facing the wind, except when you're in the desert.
Facing the wind is refreshing as long as you're not in the desert.
Wow.
Deep.
Yeah.
If you don't want to say anything, you can pass. If you want to keep it to yourself,
if it hit you too hard,
right? If it hit you so hard, did it?
It's like sand hitting your face. It's very
right. Exactly. You know,
yeah.
Wind. Things in life can be great, but they can also be not great.
But sand. No one ever likes sand. Sand's bullshit.
I got a couple coming up.
You ever gone to a sand dune?
Sand is bullshit.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Number two, Jacob. We're gonna give you this one.
Okay.
Karma is a bitch. Mm-hmm. A skanky ass whore that lies to your face and kicks your dog. That's pretty blunt.
It is. Yeah, I don't. There's really no way to
interpret that. Have you ever thought something like that? Like, karma's a bitch.
I'm not a big believer in karma.
Oh, really?
But, what do you believe in?
Not much, really, anything.
Do you want us to give you something to believe in?
Yes.
All right. Dustin?
Yeah.
Throwing a wooden nickel into the ocean does you no good.
Because that shit floats, and you can't get a wish if it's floating on the top of the water.
Exactly.
It's got to sink to the bottom.
And also, a pelican can come and get it and then choke on it.
That's on him.
Dustin wants no part of that. All right. He's not responsible.
Here we go. Jason, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Every day, and this is more of a life, like a life coaching thing. So, sure. See if this would help you in your daily.
Yeah.
Each day, as you lay your head down on the pillow, think about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Then you will see that your life is not that bad.
Wow. Yeah, you know, he came from such a bad spot. I think it was West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
Right, mm-hmm. Thank you.
On the playground is where he spent most of his days.
Most of his days, that's right. That was a rough spot.
Sure.
He saw a couple guys up to no good.
What were they doing?
I think they were making trouble in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we got 25. Shut up. All right, Heather?
Yes, Blake.
Each day, hug a porcupine. Aww. Now, that does have meaning.
That does, because they, like, really are so soft as long as they're nice. And so if you give them hugs, they don't have to use their defense mechanisms against you, just like people.
Unless sure. they don't like
you
being
hug
touched.
People.
Sarcasm.
Oh, true.
No, I think you're absolutely right. You know, some days to help you have to help someone, even if you...
You got to help the porcupine people.
Right. Help the porcupine people. Jacob, you just spend a lot of time by yourself.
I do. I'm a loner.
So this is more. This isn't something to think about. It's more something to actively do.
Okay.
Okay. Binge watching shows on Netflix. Okay, I'll start over.
Sorry.
Because if I don't get it from the beginning, you won't get the whole thing. That also for about 20 or more of these. That's what happens. Binge watching shows on Netflix just means you need a hobby and a sexual partner. Oh.
Couldn't that be a hobby?
Yeah. Very good. You turned a positive into a double positive. Very, very good. Okay. Here we go. Dustin?
Yep.
Walking away, I saw a side of you that I knew was there all along.
My fat ass?
No, sorry. I stole that from Clint Black.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, that was it?
Well, because he interrupted it, which totally blew the whole...
Ass.
Some of these are supposed to be like jokes, but okay. Jason, we're gonna give you this one.
Okay.
If someone says to you, you're in touch with the youth of today, they might mean that you are touching little kids, but want to be politically correct.
Wow.
Stew on that for a second.
You know, I don't want to come across as insensitive and being incorrect, but at the same time, God damn those kids.
Right. Okay, Heather.
Did ready? You say you're in touch?
Yes.
Right. Gross.
Piss fingers.
I'm a urine sexual.
The truth. You can't handle the truth. I'm sorry, I stole that from Jack.
So help me God.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a different one. Okay, I apologize. Okay. Some of these aren't as good as the other ones.
Obviously.
That one was good, though. I mean,
you ready?
You just didn't say it. Yeah.
You can call a spade, and you would be correct. But don't call a diamond a heart, because you would be incorrect.
Absolutely. And if you're confusing those, you're really going to lose a heart.
Very good. Very good.
Wow. There was about my homies, the clubs.
For some reason, there was a space in between these. So Jacob, you're really going to... I think this is when they start to become jokes. I think that's what the space represents. And you know what?
I'd be the judge of
that. We're going to sit through a lot of these, some of them are going to hit.
We're still affirming them.
Yeah, some of them are going to hit. Okay. This is more of a... Just take this in.
Okay.
So I recently developed the clap. And so to make a positive out of a negative, God damn it.
I'm just saying.
Damn it, don't interrupt them. It ruins it. Molly did the same thing with this joke. Stop.
I'm concerned.
I'm very proud of this one.
All right.
Jeez. Gosh. I have recently developed the clap. And so to make a positive out of a negative, I gave it to an up-and-coming female stand-up to help her with her career. I was proud of that one. Go back. Jason?
No.
Because people are going to clap for her now?
Yeah.
Okay. STDs.
Okay. He's saying women aren't funny.
That's no, the only way they can get it. No. Just saying.
My eyes were squinting.
I'm helping a female stand up to help her. Okay. Okay. This is an affirmation.
This is for Dustin?
Sure. Yeah. They say that if it was a snake, it would have bit you. What if it was a hot dog?
Hey!
If it was a hot dog!
These are the same kind of jokes I write.
Go Budweiser.
Well, you got a whole other page, so...
I feel like you're just trying to tell us all the jokes that you came up with in the last couple months.
He's been working on an open mic night, and he's running his one-liners by us.
It's not going well. All
right. Hey, you like my joke about hot dogs?
All right, I'll skip number 13.
More hot dog humor?
No.
Just bratwurst this time.
It said, please
it's got a hot dog heavy act.
No, it said, please hammer, don't hurt him. Actually, scratch that, kill that motherfucker.
That's racist.
Next is too legit to shit.
Okay. It's only 30 seconds to Mars. Why did it take so long for Matt Damon to get there?
Yeah, now these have become jokes. You're absolutely right.
Are you? You should be on Twitter.
Yeah, that is a very Twitter thing to say. You need to get a Twitter account.
Okay. Ready, Jason?
Yeah.
I will say this is probably my favorite segment of affirmations.
Second that.
Never put the cart before the horse. It doesn't make sense to. If you visualize a cart before a horse, you can tell that it's just not efficient.
I mean, honestly, that just makes good sense. That's just good solid sense there.
Good advice all around.
Okay, this is a good one too.
I agree.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready for you.
You can't do it. This is kind of racist.
God. When he has to preface it.
This is the biggest, this is the best platform for it, I think, for the show.
Oh, God.
Okay. This is funny if I can get through it. All right.
Your eyelashes are so wet.
That's not the only thing that's wet right now. My balls are dripping. Black Lives Matter is all the new rage. Well, sorry, Kermit. I guess green lives don't matter. Okay.
Heather was not pleased with that.
I hole. At this point, I'm not gonna ask for your objections. I'm just gonna read them.
I don't think Heather was turned off by the racist part. As you said, didn't think it was funny.
Love what you do, and you'll never work a day in your life. Hate what you do, and eventually you will shoot up everyone in your office and ultimately turn the gun on yourself.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Sobering.
Timely.
This is where I started to really get down and get good.
So it went from standard affirmations to jokes and to dark shit.
Death threats.
Yeah, to death threats.
Like the last one's just gonna be like, I hate myself. Love Blake.
I hope there's more.
I'll drop the mic and leave.
Yeah.
Is there more coarse humor coming up?
Yeah. More what?
Give some more horse
more
jokes.
More horse jokes.
No, but I've got an ex-wife one that's really good. They say that the eyes are the window to the soul. Does that make the asshole the egg? Does that make the asshole the exit?
The exit of the soul?
Why is the soul leaving?
I don't think souls shit.
Like the souls are just going out for groceries.
Five more, guys.
I thought it was going to like a Ray Charles Stevie Wonder thing. You know, like the eyes are the windows of the soul.
A penny saved is a penny earned. Welp, looks like I have earned a grand total of zero. I was a little depressed last week.
I can tell.
It's coming through.
This is a very special IBWIP.
Never walk away from a fight. Unless the girl calls the cops, then run as fast as you can. Okay, this one's really good.
Good preface.
I think it really hurts the joke when I say that prior to the joke.
Can you ask for a minute like that?
Yes. Parting is such sweet sorrow, said neither of my ex-wives.
That's good.
Now, what was the good part? Go ahead.
Take my wife, please.
Six in one, half a dozen of another. It's still the same. Six either way. I read that wrong. Six in one, half a dozen of another. It's still six, either way you look at it.
I thought the other one was seven. Six and one, and half a dozen of the other.
I think he's talking about his hands.
What?
What can you fit six of in your hand?
Right. Life hands. Is like a pretzel.
Pretzel?
All knotted up and salty.
That's how he says pretzel.
I know.
He says it pretzel.
Pretzel.
This is the last one. This is the last one.
Oh, no,
already?
Life is like a box of charcoal. It's
your pretzel are what you're going to get.
All right.
What do we got?
Last one. Bring it home. This is for all my homies. When you look in the mirror, you should always see yourself.
Mic drop.
No.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, unless you're Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles.
That wasn't it. No, I wasn't dropping any mics yet. When you look at yourself in the mirror, wait, when you look in the mirror, you should always see yourself. If you see someone else, there's someone behind you.
This bit used that's to mean something.
That's a Blake's good tip. That's a really good tip.
I feel comfortable enough in this company to say that I need to. I laughed to the point that I need to shit right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to go excuse myself if that's all right with you guys.
They're pretty good though, right?
Yeah.
That's good? Great. Ooh, worked all day on that. I have to go outside too. It's hot in here. We're going to let Devin and Bryce, our two interns from ICC, they're going to come in. And first, we're going to go feed the dog. That's right. Probably what we should go do. But they're going to interview our guest, Miss Trisha. She is a high school teacher.
Hello. Yes, I am.
All right. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
I don't mean to be rude, but I have to leave.
Am I supposed to mic the dog?
Oh, everyone's so loud.
There's a lot going on right now.
Does this sound all right?
It sounds like a dog in the background.
This is like Cabo.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What's wrong with that dog?
I don't know.
Shut up, Roy!
So much more like Cabo.
Don't make me eat you!
Who let that dog in this professional studio?
All right.
Is this all right?
That did not sound like Bryce at all, what?
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Devin, are you ready to manhandle this?
Whatever I gotta do to get these credits. Bryce,
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're taking over this part of the show, so...
Gnarly.
I guess.
Let's crush it.
Honestly, rather be playing Pokemon Go.
That's queer.
You are.
Your mom is.
See you on Snapchat, bro.
Guys, you have a...
What's
you
that?
You have someone here to...
Oh, interview. Sorry. Hello. Sorry.
Hello.
Back to school is back upon us. Miss so. Trish, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for being here. I'm happy to be here. I just got back.
Just from where?
Yeah, for
got
sure.
Got back from Cabo.
Oh.
Cabo.
They got Sammy Hagar.
Tequila.
Cabo so Wabo.
Oh, you like to party?
I like to party. Do you like to party? What did you say your name was?
My name's Bryce.
How old are you, Bryce?
I just turned 18.
I just turned 19, bro.
Good.
Well, you got held back, dumbass.
It's not my fault I can't do cursive. No, it's not applicable in the real world, Bryce.
So, what were you doing in Cabo?
You know, just a summer break, you know, a couple months.
You were in Cabo for a couple months?
Shit, that sounds like a killer vacay.
It was a killer vacay. What did you do?
Just working on my tan. Me and Bryce were, like, lotioning each other down poolside.
No homo.
No homo, for sure.
I could see where that's... I'm glad it's a no homo situation.
Totally no homo.
Just, like, working at IBWAP Studios, mopping up IP. And working with the fucking levels and shit.
The podcasting god.
Aww.
Men.
So what level are you guys at?
I'm usually at least a 12.
I'm at a 12.5, just a little bit bigger than Bryce.
I like big. I like big things. I could deal with that.
Well, I think we should probably do the interview. Things are getting a little
intense. Oh, I thought that's what we were doing.
Well, I feel like it was...
I mean, if that's what we're doing, we can do something else.
Ms. Trish.
If that's what we're going to do, yeah.
Bryce and I are undecided in our majors, and we're totally trying to decide what we should be doing. And teaching sounds totally radical because you have all summer off. Can you elaborate on what it means to be a teacher?
I mean, you like get all these wonderful little people that you just mold and you like touch. And you just form into whatever you want it to be formed into.
Touching.
And, like, you, like, learn language through it all, you know? You're yeah. like A, B, C.
What's C stand for?
F. Me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Cabo was a great time.
Totes.
Ah, so good.
I'd love to go down to Cabo with, like, an experienced lady.
Yeah. I think that's kind of how you need to experience it.
I would hate to go in there with, like, no experience.
Right.
Right, Bryce?
Totally.
Like, going down there with someone who knew what they were doing sounds like the way to do it.
Moss tequila.
Absolutely.
Fucking Van Hagar for life.
Do you guys burn
easily? Do
people
our age listen to Sammy Hagar?
Something I heard my grandpa say at his own funeral.
Whatever, Skrillex is better.
Guys, try to remember you have.
Sorry.
Yeah. So what do you know what Skrillex is?
What do you teach?
I teach language arts.
Language arts.
Language arts. It's the art of language.
Speaking
that's
is
deep.
Speaking is like the best way to communicate with people. I always said.
I think it is. I guess there's better ways of communicating with people, though.
They say that, really? Like, 98% of communication is nonverbal. What does that look like to you, Miss Trish?
It's body communication. It's, you know.
I usually use my mouth when I communicate.
Like, verbally
that's
or nonverbally?
That's not
Bryce.
What anyone means.
Oh, what?
They say it. I mean, you could use your mouth to communicate a lot of things. I'd let you spell the alphabet.
Well, I was thinking about being a communications major, so I should probably work on that.
Let's set up a scenario where Trish is teaching you, Bryce, about, like, communication.
Yeah.
What would that look like? Bryce is using his tongue and making, like, primordial sounds with it.
Right.
Accurate. Very accurate.
It's just the vibe I was getting.
You right. need you guys need to find some ladies that are really in your range, and then next summer, I'm thinking Bahamas.
I feel like all the ladies, Bryce, and excuse me, all the single ladies like Beyonce was talking about, forgive me, Bryce, for speaking out of turn, but all the ladies that we deal with are so, like, young and immature.
Totally immature.
I'm looking for a fully formed woman. Someone...
Uh-oh.
IBWIP Studios, open the door. Hello?
Hello, Bryce. Hello, Devin.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up, bro? What's up? Who's this guy?
I don't know. You let him in.
You should know me. I'm Mr. Simpkins, your broadcasting teacher.
Simpkins, why are you here?
Well, I was just coming because I wanted to evaluate these two and see how they were doing in their new internship at IBWI.
We were doing killer until you came in
things
and
were going
ruined
swell
the flow.
I'm just going to sit back and take some notes as you continue this interview with, what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Miss Trish.
Ms. Trish. Okay, thank
Miss
you.
Miss.
Dude.
Miss.
You're
Miss
married.
Miss. He's totally crushing our flow.
All right. Well,
he's cock blocking.
So you're married or single?
I'm Miss Trish.
What the fuck is he doing?
So that means you're single.
Yo, Bryce, we got to find a way to get him out of here.
Where do you teach? I teach at the local community college. Where do you teach?
I teach at Bryant Wood Elementary.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Oh, excuse
me. Let me give him a call.
High school.
How long have you been teaching? Hello. Yes, Bryce.
I thought you were observing us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just talking.
This isn't like your show.
I was just talking to the beautiful Miss Trisha.
So were we.
Okay,
we're
doubt
going to the right, Bahamas
okay
next year.
I will go back here, and I will go ahead and continue taking notes for your guys' final. Thank you.
Her eyes are up there.
Miss Trisha, here's a piece of paper that has my phone number on it.
Mr. Simpkins, it's wildly inappropriate.
Yeah.
If you are going to dish on a broad, you have to send her your Snapchat.
No, we are both
on a broad.
We're both in the education field. I just thought we could share notes on our teaching.
You want to share the clap with her.
Are you a stand-up comedian?
Moi.
Sorry, it wasn't funny here either. All right, I'll stay over here in the corner. Devin, Bryce, again, I apologize. I just wanted to take some more notes.
How are we ever going to reach our full communications potential
with
people coming
in? Yeah, I'm working on my cunning linguistics over here.
All right, cunning linguistics. All right, continue, gentlemen. Thank you.
Sure. So, Miss Trish, what do you see as, like, the biggest challenge moving forward in emication?
For emication, I see nothing but hard, hard tasks ahead. You know, things that are very large and difficult to go through, you know?
I often find that Bryce and I encounter hard tasks. Is that fair to say, Bryce?
How do you guys take on hard tasks?
We plow through it. Mm-hmm. We don't let the stagnant dryness of the situation stop us from penetrating what needs to be completed.
And sometimes that's what you gotta
wetness do. Wetness will find a way.
Sometimes you have to lubricate a scenario to accomplish your goal.
Absolutely.
That's a great ass formation.
I wish Blake was here so he could rip that joke.
So, how long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching for about 10 or 15 years, somewhere in there. The first 5 years was kind of an interesting situation where it was just one student, and we had a health class together, but
like a private tutor?
Yes, like a private tutor. Like a private tutor. Like a private tutor.
I'd love to be, like, private tutored by a teacher. How does one go about getting,
you know,
your privates tutored?
We were neighbors. We just knew each other. His mother was concerned that he wasn't doing so well in school, and I said, you know, maybe it's just a confidence issue.
After, like,
and it
spending,
was a confidence issue.
How is his confidence now, would
it's
you say?
Through the roof.
And how did you accomplish soaring his confidence sky high?
Well, I have an idea.
You have to go as high as he goes. And sometimes
you have to match him, mm-hmm. like, tit for tat.
Exactly.
I think I saw that movie.
Was that the one where the two guys change bodies at the water fountain?
I watched that movie yesterday.
I don't know what movie you're referring to.
And I also watched Bad Teacher, which she's totally reminding me of.
I feel like Miss Frisch is a super good teacher.
I'm a great teacher. I've never had anyone complain. I've had people be loud about it, but it's never complaints.
So, like, loud in a good way?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, guys.
Like, shouting, like...
What, Mr. Simpkins?
Oh,
Yeah, thanks for ruining that, Mr. Simpkins.
I just wanted to spend a couple minutes. I know that your time is running short, but I wanted to give you guys kind of my notes so far. Miss Trisha, here's some notes that I wrote for you. I'll just go ahead and hand these to you under
Thank
the table
you.
Here. Devin,
I
think your cadence
right.
is a little slow paced. You're not picking up the pace for people to listen.
I'm gonna be me, you know. If you don't like it, fucking leave it.
Okay. Do you understand that I'm the sole provider of your grade for this semester?
Cha.
And you just cussed at me.
Cha.
Miss Trisha, what bra size do you have?
Inappropriate, dude. I'm marking that down on your review.
I give that an A for inappropriateness and a 36 on the ACT
All right,
for inappropriateness.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
So 36A is what I heard.
Bryce, I think your cadence is a little slow as well. I think you're not keeping the speed of the interview. Have you ever heard of Mark Maron or...
No.
Okay.
Who?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, what the fuck is he talking about?
He's trying to relate like things through Skrillex, but it's not connected.
Nah.
All right. Well, you guys got about 3 or 4 more minutes. Let's really punch this interview right
in the taint.
Mm.
let's get down to brass tacks, okay,
let's
guys?
Do some taint punch.
And
brass.
Action.
So, have you ever been punched in the taint?
Have I ever been punched in the...
It's like the area between your
happening.
Vagina and asshole.
Yeah, I mean, it happens every once in a
you
while, but you're not really looking for it. It just happens, and you roll with it.
It can be a tongue punch.
Yeah, those punching isn't always, like, with fists. You
oh,
know?
For sure, but I've literally been punched in the taint, so... I have to be honest, if I'm here with students learning things... Right?
You know,
we have to be honest.
When you're in college, you know, that's the time to
exactly.
tongue punch your taint.
College is the time to experiment, and both Bryce and I are of age to where we're willing to learn things that maybe a standard teacher
like
couldn't teach
like
us.
Like a doubles class, like both of you being
right.
involved.
Totes.
Bryce, what do you think about taking on...
said totes.
What do you think about totes being in a doubles class with me, bro?
Are you thinking, like, Eiffel Tower shit?
I've always been, like...
A wonder of the world, if anything.
Curious about the 7 wonders of Miss Trish's world.
I'm wondering, too.
I think I found 2 of them.
Would you be willing to take on 2 students at once, Miss Trish?
That's awful direct, but yes.
You
yes,
get an
I
A
do.
For directness.
Mm-hmm. A for directness.
I think I'll also get an A for erectness, too.
Zing.
High five it, bro.
Okay. Devin, Bryce.
I like it. Thank you very much for having
Bryce,
me.
Bryce, you did a good job interviewing,
guys.
This has been great.
Thanks, Bryce, you go back to...
We're just going
to
leave, right? We can just leave.
Fuck this
right?
internship.
We don't have to be here anymore.
Okay.
We can all just go, right?
Oh, that's
we
fine.
Can just leave.
That's fine.
Let's
all right,
go.
Guys.
Let's go, guys.
That sounds all right to me.
Good luck.
All right.
We still have intern Heather. That's fine.
That sound all right.
She's okay. Wow, Jacob. That was pretty intense.
That was a thing.
That was a big thing.
That was a fucking thing.
Heather, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I'm very confused.
I'm very turned on.
I just.
It was a
like
long trip to the bathroom that I had, and
I
it
like
seems like a lot of things happened. all the interns are gone. I'm
yeah, sorry,
about.
I was in the bathroom
OG
for a while.
OG intern.
Wow,
so I really am fucking glad they're gone.
Bryce
left these levels super high. I don't know what I'm going to listen back. I don't, Jacob. What happened
with
this interview? I
they went and had a three-way.
Oh.
Shit.
And just left you here?
Yeah.
Why didn't you try to help yourself out?
You didn't
out?
Like put anything out there. You're just like, I'm just going to sit here and deal with this.
I'm more of a, I'm a cuckold.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
All right.
All right, Heather, you better.
Let's hear what we got going on.
Put this train back on the trail.
Absolutely. Trails. Back on the tracks. He's living on trails. What? All right. Release schedule. Let's do it. Episode 261, titled El Retardo Montalban, is now available. Episode... Is that right?
Good enough.
Pretty close.
I got Montalban.
It's Montalban, right?
What?
What is it?
Montalban?
Montalban.
Taliban.
Toblerone.
Montalban, there is no I in this. I'm just saying. No I. No I, listeners. Episode 262.
Don't talk about our visually challenged listeners.
Episode 262, Clown Bukkake, is now available. And episode 264, our next episode, inevitably titled I Blew Joe the Plumber, will be available on Friday, September 2nd. And don't forget, August is National Eye Exam Month. Be sure to visit your ophthalmologist this month. You have to take care of your eyes. You only get two. Unless you're the mythical Cyclops, then you only have one eye. One big eye. Also, Sunday, August 28th, is Race Your Mouse Day. The last thing that mice need is to identify with a particular race. I'm not sure I want to live in a world of segregated rodentia. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and they will read live. And they will be read live. There we go.
They be read live.
How sweet would that be if the comments read themselves live? And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes. Subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, you can kiss my whole asshole.
Ooh. Very good. Hey, thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. It was a very good time. I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
I'll go weird for a second.
It was a little weird.
I'm glad that I was gone.
It was a little weird. Me and Dustin. And Jacob, I'm sorry.
I had a strategically timed shit that I'm very thankful for.
Did I tell you guys that I have recently acquired the clap? And I'm making a positive out of a negative, and I'm giving it to an up-and-coming female stand-up to help her career.
Lucky. He loves it.
That was a good one.
Now, during that segment, I knew everybody was laughing, and I know they weren't laughing at the quality. They were laughing at how awful it was. But that's not going to stop me. And 6 months from now, I'm going to do Blake's affirmations again in 6 months from now.
Good.
Good on you. Go to your highest high. Go to your lowest low.
I thought some of them were good.
Go to your middle ground.
Some of them were pretty good. I mean, were some of them pretty good?
Some of them were fun.
It gave us... so much to think about.
Okay. All right. Mute Jacob, thank you. 2 weeks in a row.
Hot damn.
I appreciate it. You're always welcome to...
See you near.
You're always welcome to come anytime.
That's yeah. Odd.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Heather?
Blake?
Do you want to promote anything before...
Yes!
Whoa. She's.
I have a podcast called Sex with Heather. Check it out. It happens every other Wednesday on the FCF Network.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
What happened to your show?
I am the worst.
What's that?
I'm the worst at podcasting.
No. Like you had like 2,000 downloads, like
yeah.
7 days in 1 day.
Oh yeah, thank you.
70,
thank you very much.
70 some people like subscribed to your show. All how did that happen?
Idea.
That's awesome.
I'm
That's
a
so...
very provocative title. We'll just go for it.
Did all the people who you've talked about in past episodes all find out about the show in 1 day?
And then oh
you had
my
to, like,
God.
Download them all to find out when
it's
they...
It's funny because it's like one person. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's like three people, though.
Have you been
yeah.
promoting it a lot lately or something or what?
No, all I do is Blake laughs his ass off because he knows I haven't done a single
She's
thing.
She's been putting
no,
flyers
I
on
literally,
car windows.
I put something on my Sex with Heather Facebook, and then most of the time I tag it on my regular Facebook.
I'm like always super concerned that all my residents, because I'm a leasing consultant, so like all the people in my apartment complex are like, oh, we found this thing and we're all going to download it and listen to everything that our like person in our office have done.
Who gives a shit?
Maybe that's what happened. Okay, there's 449 apartments, so
but,
70
But
of them?
You've seen the numbers, right? You've seen what's happened to your show.
Yeah.
So it's blown
yeah.
up recently.
It's pretty cool.
It's totally awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is so exciting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And this is no knock on you at all. It's just that every day I go and check the numbers, and I'm like, doo-doo-doo, okay, that's Couch Pilots,
yeah.
okay, boop-doo-doo-doo, oh, well, that's...
Oh, yeah. You use the pachinko machine?
Yeah, when I'm at home, I use it.
It shows negative numbers, too.
But, yeah. But then I looked on yours, and I went, that graph looks really weird. Oh, what the... Oh, okay, so unfortunately... your account doesn't have the ability to like look deep into stats. It just says, hey, this is how many downloads you had, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? And some website, something, because you looked on New and Noteworthy for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I assumed you probably got on iTunes New and Noteworthy, so I went and looked.
And
no.
I totally had this conversation because Not I don't get it. Any messages that aren't normal text messages because Cricket's a shit show. So this whole time I'm getting all these text messages that I can't read when you guys are doing this group message. So I'm just seeing these blocks that are like, Jason said something, Dustin said something. And I'm like, I have no idea what anyone said.
I even tried Googling it and like looking and typing sex with Heather on Facebook to see like, oh, people are talking about it. Couldn't find anything. It was a mystery.
It had to have been.
The 70th creepiest people of all time.
No, it had to
You're been. On some subreddit forum.
Yeah, definitely a subreddit.
Something has happened.
God, that'd be so cool. I'm going to put it out. I should talk to
you. You're on
the
dark
time.
Web.
Be like, if you are subscribed to me, you need to send me a goddamn email because none of them are. I'm on that email.
Get used to it.
Join the club.
sexwithheather@gmail.com.
Well, congratulations. Sexwithheather.com.
Thank you.
Sexwithheather.com? is that a website?
sexwithheather@gmail.com.
Okay, at gmail.com. It's a very interesting show. Congratulations on such a neat little thing.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
You fucking bitch. No, I'm
teasing. Jesus.
I'm teasing.
That's how my guilt feels. So I'm just you're a fucking asshole, Jake. Or,
no,
they
no.
They work so hard.
You know, it's fine. It's our show sucks. It's
I
fine.
I called you guys Jake. Like,
that's all right. Jake.
Blake and
that's
Jason. Jake.
I'm
Jake. Jake. Oh, you're Jake. Goddamn pussy pal.
Okay, Jacob, do you have anything that you want to promote?
Nope.
I already said goodbye to you anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's checked out.
He's like, I'm done. I'm hooking up.
No, I've seen if sexwithheather.com is a real thing.
What's that thing hanging off it's the top not. Of your phone?
It's just my case.
Rip that off.
No, not okay. going to happen.
Rip your fucking case
it's
off.
It's been there too long.
He's
it's like a skin tag.
Right.
Oh, jeez. Hey,
do you want to hear a story about a skin tag?
Not really.
I do.
Okay.
Does that have to do with your grandma?
Tag.
No.
Okay.
It's skin.
So I had this skin tag back when I worked at Zeller. I had this skin tag right on my belt, like behind on my back, right where my jeans were, right?
So cute.
Okay. And it wasn't a huge, but it was a fairly good size, but it bugged me because I always worried about, you know,
ripping it.
And so on third shift one night, one of the nurses took me into the exam room, and she cut it off. And because I hear that you can bleed really bad from them, like if they rip off or something. And so we were kind of concerned, like we probably shouldn't be doing this.
Was she a tagasexual?
I think she was. I think she was a tagasexual.
Okay.
Not that to be confused sense. With a Tagasaurus. Jason,
Tagasaurus Rex.
Good luck on your OkCupid profile. I hope everybody hits you up on there.
I'm going to stay very active.
Are you lining up a sex act tonight? Are you going to have sex
tonight?
He's
actively texting right now his sex
I am going to have sex tonight, but it's not with anyone from OkCupid.
Okay. Yet.
Does that answer your question?
Can I come?
Yeah, what? You, yeah, Cuckold?
Yeah.
Maybe, can we change the name from Mute Jacob to Johnny Cuckold?
Jason, is there anything that you would like to promote?
Oh, I guess.
You'd be a fucking asshole about it.
Fucking hate this shit. Now, everyone in the world should already be listening to Couch Pilots, the podcast that comes out every Monday from FCF Network, where Blake and I, we sit down and we watch terrible. Yeah, stop drinking this Coke. Television shows that had one episode and one episode only. We watch them. We talk about them. And lately, like you said in the last episode, we've been reaching out to celebrities, and they've been reaching back to us.
Yes.
No way. Really?
So, yeah, we have actually a segment on the show now where we talk about what people who are involved, whether it's the writing or directing or stars of the show, had to say about their experience in creating this one-off thing. Yeah. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're bad. Watch along with us. Listen to the show. Get to hear us talk about it. We have a lot of fun doing it. We are not pulling in drunken lullabies or sex with Heather numbers, but but hey, you know what, Blake? You and I are having a lot more fun doing it.
Did you ask Mason Reese how much deviled ham he ate on the set of his show?
Deviled ham?
He was the spokesperson.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be talking to us ever again.
Okay. I saw some clickbait today where it was like, hey, well, look at your favorite child stars, and it had his big, fat fucking face on it. And I was like, I know what he's up to. He's responding to crappy podcasts.
Right. Let's close the door on Mason Reese.
Please.
The Dappercaster, yep. The voice.
What's up?
The head honcho, the host of Drunken Lullabies.
That's correct.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the show before we go?
All right. Well, if you're not already a Drunkomaniac, you should be. We have new episodes every Sunday. It's a lot of fun. Tons of shenanigans. We drink good beer. We talk about it sometimes. And then we get derailed by tangents and conversation and who knows where we're going to end up. And then we'll...
You play a lot of music.
We'll play some music and get back on track and start talking about beer again. And then, again, who knows where we end up. It's a journey every week. You never know what's going on. I have bands that have sat in on the show, and we've had some cool interviews with different musicians and whatnot. And then other times we're just drinking with our buds.
Awesome. So. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to IBWIP.
You're welcome.
Thank you, one listener.
That's everybody.
This little soundbite I dropped on the old computer. Thanks, everybody, and have a wonderful week. And we will see you next Friday with more.
As summer comes to a close, we say goodbye to cookouts, pool parties, baseball games, and camping. And we say hello to the fact that no one invited us to any of those things. And it's their loss because we're a lot of fun and summer's too hot anyway. Good night, folks.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.